Begin the Gemara daf Masechet Shavuos daf Mem Beis. Begin Mem Beis. Begin Tes Machlokes. That begins the Gemara. El B'Drabbi Kamifkei. Rather, the Machlokes is in Rabbi's teaching, which says Tes Hakol Mafurish and Perik Shein the Ksubas. Everything is explained in the Ksubas of Yeches Mem Beis and Tes the over there the Masal Bakuli Uban Nizikin the Gemara Gittin Daf Nanav Mem Beis. Tes over there where Tes has a whole different interpretation of this than Rashi, how to understand what the person wanted to do and what he ended up doing and regarding what this whole Shavuos Moed Mixes comes from. It says at the beginning of the Gemara, and all these items don't have a payment of kefil, which basically explains what even one of the items are karka. Yeah, because that's all with karka shaychi geneva, because you could have theft to be caught red-handed, which is the chiv of kefil by property. Could go masik vol when you're pushing your fence of the boundary over someone else's property line, or nami, or you could say begaf begfanim to unais. We could say that when someone gave someone grapevines that were laden with fruits. But Halot Toyin Tainas Ganav, another guy was claiming that it was stolen from him, that from the Shemer, Remei Maidanami, and Remei would also agree, even though he says that he disagrees in this halacha of Gifonim Haimdim Libatzer, but he agrees, Bishain Haimdim Libatzer, when it's not ready to be harvested, that it's not like harvested, and if it's like halach like karka, but you can still have stolen the fruits of that in that regard. Connect this matter begins to be tishlum et abehem. Neither the liable of a payment of dal hay, which tastes really expensive. Itzach, that's not necessary to say the mishum hekdesh. It's only because of the case of hekdesh that you could have shor b'seh, because the mishum karkoz v'abadim for those other cases lo itzach. That's not necessary because the ain noigel b'shor b'seh b'vad. The halach of dal hay only pays applies to a sheep and an ox. Could not the parak mirvle like the gemara says b'abakam the mizamak beis mabeis. Connect this matter that begins to gemara shemachinim ain nishba. A shemachinim doesn't have to swear on these items. Mishum Dikra, Sage was explained, because the Pasuk B'Shem Echinim Ksiv, that it was said regarding Shem Echinim, Da'ar B'Shvua, it's talking about an oath, so Nakat Shvua, we pick an oath, which is actually the theme of this parak of this Mesechta. But the truth is, it says the same thing as Da'im Shalom and Pasha, that he wouldn't have to pay if he was negligent, Kamesha Mesacha, just like the Patriots don't, the Pata Mechiv today, that's exempt from his responsibility, the Hainagadev Veveda, which is when it was stolen or lost. Now, Benir would seem, says Taisus, the Shemesachah, Nami Pata Mipshia, that, yeah, Petka stone is exempt also, even from negligence. Kedemucha Perkachiv, like it's obvious for the Gemara and Baba Kamen of Tzadi Gimel Menalf. Kabahu Arnaki, that's Daka, the Asla Pumbadisa. There was this charity box that came to Pumbadisa. After they were abusive deposited Kabahu Gavra by a certain individual. Pasha Bey, he was negligent. Also, Ganvi, Begonvu, thieves came and stole it. Boil Mifter, the Mishum, he wanted to exempt because Lishmer, Beloy Lachalkla, Niyam. Where this is the pasuk that we're talking about over here, that we're discussing here in our Gemara, and he wanted to exempt him, and there was talking about where it was like we said before that he was Peshea, and Bahasim Shem Esacha Hailer of Yosef. There, he according to Rabbi Yosef, he was considered Shem Esacha, Dom Besamach that the Gemara is going to quote shortly on the Memdal Mabez, because Shem Aveda is Keshem Esacha. When you're doing a mitzvah, you're like getting some type of benefit. Mishum leboy lemeisav drif talan, because you don't have to give bread to the poor, and so therefore you see that even the Shem Esacha is pater from Pshia. Now, so this is another point. The truth is, b'habal lemisni nami. Since he's saying that since karkois are excluded from shmira, same thing is that it should have said that Shem Esacha ain nishba, that he doesn't have to swear. Shenenas, that it was an oinus to happen from him. And the truth is, the Mishnah could have said the Shemesachar that was Makabal Karka B'Shmir and oinus is part of B'Shmuel. But, El B'Shmuel Kamaisa, the Chsib B'Kra Ayri, it's only because that the Tan is saying, Pturah Shvuel B'Shemechinim, because that's the first halacha that says Netair, which is the Chiv B'Shmuel B'Shemechinim of Geneva. So become a the Hashem Mechinim a nishba. So since he's saying the Hashem Mechinim, you don't swear the Geneva. So come and nami. So we're saying also the noisesach in Mishalim Geneva that he doesn't have to pay for Geneva because that's really the same case. But the truth is, we could have said other halachas too. And so to b'hamatzlam, we could have said also nami dashel in Mishalim im nensa eifel in nignava that the Hashem Mesach the shal doesn't have to pay if it wanes or if it got stolen from him. So it's kishlo Hashem Mesach. It's also kapit Hashem Mesach, and. Mimshal buys from this if the bars the house and gets burned, pot is gonna be potter. And the oid, moreover, the Mishamach Leitani law, the reason why we don't say it is the Leishach back to Shayla, because really you can't have one of the categories of Hektish with Shayla. I've got the Tun Tashum Dalbehe, I would say Tashum Dalbehe, which also doesn't apply to to all these other cases. Mishum deshech bekulu, because it applies by all of them. Imacher, if you sell it, el demiat kra, it's just the pasuk is including a filashar metatlin, even other metatlin. But the halacha v'shel, Tana couldn't have said, because it's not shaykh al-bahek, and they that we didn't say that case.